that many of these so-called autoimmune diseases, they share so much among each other. For example, rheumatoid arthritis, RA, type 1 diabetes, Crohn's disease, multiple sclerosis, MS, all these autoimmune diseases, they share similar inflammation. Only the location of the inflammation is different between them. Inflammation can vary, depends on the trigger. If the trigger is a bacteria, then the immune response will be different if the antigen was a virus versus bacteria or some dust particle or pollen or whatever in the environment. So when we looked at Crohn's disease and we looked at RA and when we looked at other autoimmune diseases, we saw that the immune system is overactive in all these patients, and we know the treatment is to control inflammation by giving those patients anti-inflammatory drugs, which could be non-steroid components or compounds, or they can be biologics. With the Crohn's, since we already know there's a bacterial association, we became curious whether this bacteria MAB that is involved in a Crohn's disease, whether this bacteria might be also involved in RA patients. First, what we wanted to do is to look at the genetics. Everybody knows, it is well documented, there is a genetic predisposition. And the reason why it is well understood that there is a genetic predisposition, although we don't know what the mutation is, we know that people develop these diseases later in life. Not all of us will develop disease, but some of us, which means there's something in our DNA, something in our genetic code and genetic makeup. Those of us who are born with a mutation in certain genes, later in life, when they are exposed to a trigger from the environment, they will develop disease such as Crohn's disease and RA. So what we did in this study, we wanted to look at which genes have mutations that are shared between Crohn's disease and RA. You need to get rid of the trigger, and you need to get rid of those symptoms because antibiotics will not get rid of those symptoms. So the combination of both most likely will be the best option for those patients. That all of us are born with that genetic code. If you and I are born with that mutation, how come we don't develop disease until age 50 and 70? That means our body was waiting for that environmental trigger. I believe this study had identified a viable environmental trigger, a bacteria called MAB, which is present in meat and dairy products from infected cattle. So for those among us who might be at risk of developing RA because of their mutation, or they already have that RA, they should be careful how they eat their food. The milk should be obviously ultra-pasteurized, because we know pasteurization is not enough. So there is milk on the market now that is ultra-pasteurized, where MAB should be eradicated. And as far as eating meat, it should be well-cooked to avoid or reduce the risk of acquiring the bacteria from the environment.